Did we just had to talk about that before the show?
No, we were told that we shouldn't be singing over everything as much as we wanted to. So I'm just starting with one, and that's my one for two. Maybe we should have a little thing in the studio here where we mark how many sing-alongs we've had. What is my allocation?
One.
That one doesn't count then, because I need to be told that before I pick the song that I'm going to doodly over the top of.
Keep on moving. Gotta keep on moving. 100.3 The Sound. I'm Andy Chanley. The show is called Andy in the Afternoon. Thank you very much for making it the heartbeat of the Southland. You know what we've got to give away? I believe we've got some Burke Williams $100 day spa packages, gift cards. And you might win one if you call 888-696-1003 right now. We're looking for caller number 3. We're going to do the classic rock time capsule. I'm going to ask Christian a question. He'll probably get it wrong.
Yep.
And you'll say that you think he's wrong, and then you'll win the prize. It's that easy.
If you say that I'm right, we'll then tell you to say that I'm wrong, and you'll win the prize.
Right.
It's very
but don't
competitive.
Complicate. Yeah. Get on the phone right now, 888-696-1003. Caller, 3, right now on the Sound. Always a crowd pleaser. Let's get into the time capsule, huh?
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
Yep, it's open. And it's time to do Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule for Tuesday. It's May the 3rd, 2016. And on the phone, with any luck, I've got Lois from Santa Ana. Is that right?
Yes.
Howdy, Lois. Hold on for just a second. I'm going to ask a question about Tina Turner of Christian in just a few minutes, and you'll have a chance to second guess him for a lovely prize. So hold tight. And in the meantime, today's the day in 1969. That Jimi Hendrix is arrested by customs officers at the Toronto airport after they find some hashish in his luggage. He goes to jail, but he bails out in time to go play the Maple Leaf Gardens on the condition that he return for trial, which he does. And his defense team claims a fan put the drugs in Jimmy's luggage without his knowledge.
No, of course
That's
not.
Right. A fan must have been under the mistaken notion that Jimmy likes drugs because he's a rock star. Yeah. Misguidedly plants hashish on his carry-on. Sorry, Jimmy, but the dog ate my homework. Weak argument doesn't carry much water in a court. What's that? I am being told he was acquitted of all of the charges. Grand Funk Railroad never got much love from the press, despite having a string of hits. But 45 years ago today, they consent to make themselves available to the press corps in New York. They invite 150 reporters to a hotel press conference. Guess how many show up?
3, 6.
That's
awful.
That's not good. This is good. This is one of the best songs ever written in my estimation. Ah.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago.
It's just delicious. This is the day in 1980 that Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band reached number one on the Billboard 200 album chart for the first and only time with the Against the Wind album. Spends 6 weeks up on top. He also peaks at number 6 over on the singles chart with the song Fire Lake.
Who wants to break the news about Uncle Joe? You remember Uncle Joe?
Of course I remember Uncle Joe. He was just on here like a half hour ago.
Say goodbye to him.
Yeah. Okay, so Christian, we're going to bring Lois back in for this. 20 years ago today, Tina Turner kicks off a world tour in Paris with a famous actor's band opening up for her. Is it Bruce Willis, Kevin Bacon, or Steven Seagal? What's your answer?
Well, Andy, as you know, I did my PhD in Tina Turner studies.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. This is very simple. It is, in fact, shockingly Steven Seagal.
Is he right or is he not, Lois?
I'm going to say he's not.
You know what? He rarely is.
New bears bear, new bees bee.
That's right. It's Bruce Willis.
Oh.
And
Return
why?
Return of Bruno.
She's Tina Turner. She could get 1,000 different people to open up for her, but she chooses Bruce Willis. Did she lose a bet? Or maybe Bruce is big in France, a la Jerry Lewis. Now, anyway you slice it, I don't understand it. But Sammy, she wins. Tell Lois what she's won.
A $100 gift card to Burke Williams Day Spa, so you can give mom the gift of relaxation this Mother's Day. Visit BurkeWilliamsSpa.com.
Boom. He does that better and better every day. Lois, hold the phone, okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And we're going to let's play that whole song, man. So good. What to leave in, what to leave out. Come on. It's Bob Seger. Classic Rock Time Capsule on the Sound.
Grab me a silver bullet.
Yeah, those tickets at the top of the hour, so keep listening. Song Fight's coming up next. I'm one ahead.
Yeah, this is a biggie, dude.
Gird your loins.
Are your loins girded?
I have a gird.
Have you got...
They're on my loins.
That's a girdle. It's a different thing entirely.
Spanx.
Want another cupcake, fatty?
Shut up.
Round one. Fight.
It is song fight time. Every day about 10 till 4, Christian and I each pick a song, and then you vote by text and tell us which song wins, what the better song of the two is. I won yesterday, so
no
that means
to gloat, dude.
I get to go first today, if I so choose, and I so choose. I'm going to pick this song. Little ditty by the Moody Blues called The Voice.
It's cute.
Love it. I'm going to skip to the hook for you here.
Oh, yeah. I remember this one. Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah, this is a return to form for them. Justin Hayward?
Yes. Love his voice.
Great voice.
All right, Christian, it's your turn to pick a song.
Well, I've had to wheel out the big guns here, Tiger, because I don't like being one down.
Okay. Woof. Why'd you play this one?
All right, pal.
I'll skip to the hook here.
Well, I can do it.
There you go.
Invisible touch. Great if you were driving home on the 405 tonight, singing this at the top of your lungs instead of that winsome Justin Hayward piffle.
This
you can't drive the 405 listening to this.
That song isn't very good. But you want that Christian song, text C to 21003, The Invisible Touch from Genesis. If you want The Voice from Moody Blues, then you text A to 21003. And do that right now. And get ready in just a couple of moments. We'll have you calling in for some GNR tickets.
What?
Get into Guns N' Roses live at Dodger Stadium for free. But if you want to see us, honey, you're gonna have to scream on the sound. Welcome to the sound with the tickets that you need. You're gonna have to scream.
I mean, we paid for it. We should probably hear it. Can't say shun-na-na-na-need.
Okay. So here's the story. GNR playing Dodger Stadium. A second night's been announced, August 19th. The first one sold out. Tickets go on sale for this Friday morning at 10. But you can win them all week here on The Sound before they even go on sale. Sammy, our phone operator, Sammy, our producer, you're going to have to answer the phone. So pick a number between 1 and 10, Sammy.
Let's do 10.
Oh.
Okay. Let me finish that sentence. Pick a number between 1 and 10 for me to multiply by 10.
Ah, so it's 100 if I do the
number
math correctly.
Number 100 is the number that you're looking for. The 100th caller at 888-696-1003. And then you got to scream like Axel. Just a couple of hoops to jump through. And then bring me my taser. That's a talent. Christian's going to attempt to make Freebird even longer.
Yeah, I thought the best way to make it longer, Andy, would be if we listened to a couple of minutes of vocals.
Okay, let's do it.
If I leave here tomorrow.
It's actually a beautiful vocal track.
Would you still remember me? For I must be traveling on now. Cause there's too many places I've got to see. But if I stay here with you, girl,
totally dry, too. No effects.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Things just couldn't be the same. 'Cause I'm as free as a bird now.
Nice.
That bird is beautiful, man. Yeah.
And this bird you cannot change. Oh, and a bird you cannot change. And this bird you cannot change. Lord knows I can't change.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
That's really, really
so
nice.
So beautiful. And the thing is, if you don't know about singing, to be able to control that note with so little air is a real, and have that vibrato, that's no joke, man. So you can mock Freebird, as much as you like. You're not getting it.
Ronnie Van Zant was a real,
awesome.
Real deal.
Yeah.
And an artist, a true artist, a poet.
He says the same about you.
From heaven.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you. The Sound. Hello.
Yeah, it's Rick.
Rick?
Yeah.
Howdy, Rick. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. Rick, you're caller 100. So
you know what?
All we'll need is an axle howl at you, sir, and we'll be off to the races.
Ah!
It sounds like you fall out of the car or off a cliff.
No, I'm just old man. I'm 65 years old.
Go. Go for it.
I can't wait. Yeah. I can't wait to get you these tickets and send you to this show. Done deal.
August 19th is my birthday.
Well, how about that?
Boom.
65 years old on that day.
On that day, you're 65 years old. So is Axl Rose, so that's cool.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
Hold the phone, Rick. We're going to get you those tickets, sir.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I like Rick.
He was
Rick,
awesome.
He's my favorite winner so far.
Happy birthday.
We'll have more tickets tomorrow on this program, but your next chance to win is in the morning, 8 a.m. with Mark in the morning, so tune in and loosen up your vocal cords for that one, all right? You know, when you hear a song on the sound, Christian, and in your mind you hear this, that's a like. Text like to 21003.
Very good point.
And we keep track of that stuff, and we see what songs you like most.
Okay.
Now, then again, if in your brain you hear this, then that means you dislike.
Is it?
I think so.
That's the dislike sound? Let me hear it again.
I'm not sure.
It's like a celebration.
What about this one?
Oh, that's
definitely a dislike.
Yeah, yeah. The other one's a little more winsome.
You can test winsome.
Text
dislike to 21003 if you don't like it. And we'll keep track of that stuff. And I don't know, maybe someday we'll do something with that information.
What sound do you think is happening in my head when I hear it?
In your head?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's... Is that accurate?
You, sir, are my favorite idiot.
Bryan Adams was 11 in 1969. It's a lie. Speaking truths.
He might have just been an overachiever.
Pack my bags. Last night, pre-flight, 0 hour, 9 a.m., and I'm going to be high. There's a kite by then.
Round one, fight.
It's Song Fights recap time. Every day, 10 till 4, Christian and I each pick a song, and then you vote and tell us which song's best. The one that he's picked today is this.
She seems to have invisible touch, yeah. She reaches in and grabs right holding on.
Never cared for it.
Shut up.
Text C to 21003 if you like this for explainable reasons. Or if you like this one. By the Moody Blues.
It's a great song, Andy.
Text A to 21003.
I don't feel as happy when I hear it, though, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, well, horses for courses. Text A to 21003 for this one. Don't text and drive. Standard rates apply, and we'll have the results for you after 6 p.m. We'll be well into 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock at that point, and we'll start that really soon on The Sound. No, that's not good. Let's go.
Oh. You know,
one of these times, I think I should get a massage for all 100 minutes of this. What do you think? I'm a genius.
Where's the we, douche?
Well,
what am I going to do while you get the?
Well, start with me and see where that goes. Maybe
let's
we
get
expand
a couples
to you next
massage.
Time. No. It's 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock, including AC Whoever. Wasn't
yeah.
that what that lady
said? Yes, but that was the...
said the black hole is about to
swallow
eat Mars
the earth.
And...
That was yesterday's phone call. You can hear that on the podcast that we have up.
We have a podcast.
We do, Andy. My favorite part of that was that the person's evidence that the world is heating up is that her coffee was getting cold.
Even on
the day.
A hot day.
Even on a hot day. We're in trouble, everybody.
I'm telling you.
It's the end of the world.
Christian promises to break down some more music here in just a few minutes.
I was eating cupcakes. What am I doing?
I can hear you getting fatter. You're going to break down some music in a little bit?
Oh, okay. Cool. Got it.
Yeah. Snooze to him.
Mm.
You'll enjoy it, too, on The Sound.
I love this song.
Christian, break it down.
Andy, what song is this, my friend? You're pretty knowledgeable.
I'm fixing a hole.
No.
It's not that.
No, it's not that. Right here, ready?
Nonsense, the musical.
It's pretty close. It's Pat Benatar, Hit Me With Your Best Shot. This piano is actually in the song, as is this bit after the middle. It was really cute of him to have a bunch of circus monkeys come in and play piano on this track, though.
It's like a tack piano or something.
It's there's not a lot of nuance.
Schroeder's piano. That's in the song.
That's
Hit
the
Me
song.
With Your Best
yeah,
Shot.
Yeah, yeah. Give it a listen and see
Let's
if you can identify
see.
It. There you go. Ready? Oh, we could have done that in beat.
Sorry, I blew it.
It's like working with a.
Bling, 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 bling.
It's good.
You know, they play that song a lot at sporting events and mm-hmm. arenas.
Yep.
They also play this one quite a bit, you know, when somebody fouls out.
Right, right. I've never been to a sporting event, so
they
wouldn't know.
They strike out.
Okay.
La, 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 hey, hey,
hey. Who did this?
This is Steam. Sometimes, I guess you could play this when someone bows out of the presidential race. Like Ted Cruz has just done, or is about to, as soon as he's done talking here. That leaves Donald Trump as the presumed Republican candidate. Come get us, baby. Come on, Donald. June 7th, California. Our big golden round plummy butt is waiting for you to come out and pluck us.
Wow.
Is that what you do with the plum? You pluck a plum, right?
I'm not participating.
I think you pluck it. Like, I think that's what you do. You pluck it. Pluck it right off the tree.
Dear Dave Beezing.
This has been Musical Politics.
I mean...
100.3 The Sound.
Bring back Ben Carson.
Hello, it's Dr. Ben Carson. This is just too raucous for me. Can't you play a nice, slow ballad once in a while? Ah, much better. Thank you, Andy in the Afternoon.
Round one, fight.
Song Fight, something we do every day at 10 till 4. You should tune in and join us when we pick songs 10 till 4 every day. We don't know what the other one's chosen, and then you vote and tell us which one wins.
I got butterflies right now, buddy. I'll be honest with you. I got butterflies.
You do? So do I, because I got to play this crappy song. You won
Suck
by
Suck it, Chandler.
Two votes.
Suck it.
You won by two votes.
I worked
I don't
so
have to suck
hard.
It. This song's going to do it for me.
She seems to have an invisible touch. She seems to have.
No, you already got your one sing along today. That's.
She seems to have.
I can't deal with it anymore. Tomorrow we'll pick new songs. Tomorrow's a new day, is what I'm trying to say. 10 till 4, join us. We'll do another song fight. You're insufferable. We're doing 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock right now. Hey, we still have Guns N' Roses tickets, by the way. We're giving away another pair of them tomorrow on this program. But your next chance to win them, that's in the morning, 8 a.m. with Mark in the morning. So tune in.
Do you remember the video this way? We had the keyboard on the side of the warehouse down on the docks in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
Man, it was all hypercolor, and Steve just looked awesome in his painted on T-shirt.
My favorite part is the guitar.
God, this is another great song, Chandles.
Late entry. What are you going to break down?
I mean...
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made?
What? He has a lot of presents.
Yep.
Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I.
I never realized that he's like the lounge lizard king.
Oh, yeah. Know?
It's not just the lizard king. He's doing a Vegas thing going on here. Anyway, there you go. That's some Jim Morrison. If you don't, I've only just got an understanding of how amazing it is. So if you haven't got it, listen.
You're learning more about music than all of us with the Led Zeppelin epiphany and the Doors now.
I mean, I was
We're here to teach you.
Forward thinking, never backwards. Dave I'm said not, I couldn't sing. He didn't say anything about not being allowed to play on the triangle.
He did not expressly mention that. That's true.
You know it's me. Got to be specific.
Shh.
Oh, no way!
Got my own triangle over here. Hey, so we didn't talk about this at all today. We just enjoyed 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock, by the way, which we do every day at this time. But it's official. Bob Dylan, Rolling Stones, Neil Young, Paul McCartney, The Who, Roger Waters, all coming together October 7th, 8th, and 9th. At the Empire Polo Club out there in Indio. You know what they're calling it?
Old Cella.
No.
Oh.
They're not putting that on the posters.
That would have been much cooler.
Desert Trip.
All right, whatever.
Desert
Old Cella
Trip
was cooler. But let's not forget that there's also a possibility of a rumor of an unconfirmed thing off of a Facebook page from Roger Waters that this might be the Pigs Fly moment.
Yeah, I don't know, though, because the other guys put on the October .. But with the Pigs Flying, there's still that thing.
It's Rog.
Will David Gilmour show up? We'll find out. But anyway, tickets range from $199 to $1,599.
I'm going to buy you the $1,000 ones.
Thanks, buddy.
As a thank you gift.
Tickets go on sale on Monday at 10 a.m. our time. We'll see if that sells out in a hurry. I wonder if it sells out in a jiff. Then they put another week in. No? You don't think so? Hey, we're going to say goodbye in just a moment. And Cynthia Fox is in for Rita Wild tonight, so hang out. Welcome, everybody. We got Cynthia Fox joining us tonight.
Shake your head at me when I play my...
Well, you can't play that over the commercials, mister. they bought that time.
That's true. But they
owe it to them.
The triangle's free.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
A little added value.
Yeah.
Well, good night. Sleep tight. And pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer.
Great
every
bubbles.
Comes true. We're on Facebook Live. And though it's always sweet sorrow.
Sing along in your cars, everybody. Honk your horn.
I know you'll always remain in my fart.
Woo!
Good night. Sleep tight. And pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer that every dream comes true.
Sammy's getting closer to
and
your face.
And now until we meet again.
Great bubbles, buddy.
Say adios. Awful sudsy over here. Au revoir.
Auf Wieder. It's like a blizzard of bubbles.
Auf Wieder, say. Night, Silas boy. I love you.
Good night, Daddy. I love you.
Good night, Viv. She's right.
Never
She's
wrong.
She's right, you know.
Yep.
Let's see. David Bowie is going to get us into Cynthia Fox time. She's right in all evening long.
Yes.
Should be a hoot. Hoot. Those are her words, not mine.
Yeah.
So tonight, and we're going to have a hoot. That was her words.
And don't eat the brown and acid, man.
Just had a baby on this side of the party.